I'm going to finish with three poems which have a common denominator. The common denominator is my paying homage to those who have the courage to speak, even when it might cost them their lives. People who are willing to sacrifice everything for the right to speak. And of course, without those people, none of us would have anything at all. So I pay homage to them. And I'm going to read three poems which take us back to Latin America. The first poem is set in Puerto Rico in 1937. The second poem is set in Chile in 1973. And the third poem set in El Salvador in 1991. The historical background for the first poem is the independence movement in Puerto Rico, which reached its height in the 1930s and was repressed at the behest of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Governor Blanton Winship, Governor of Puerto Rico, good Spanish name there. He was appointed governor of the island. Puerto Ricans were not allowed to elect their own governor until after World War II. And so it was his job to put down the independence movement in Puerto Rico. In 1936, the leaders of the movement were rounded up, thrown in jail. In 1937, on Palm Sunday of that year, there was a march in the coastal town of Ponce, which was stopped by gunfire. People shot down in the streets. It came to be known as the Ponce Massacre. It was quite a scandal at the time. There was even a major ACLU report on human rights violations coming out of the Ponce Massacre, and then it was all forgotten. I always knew that history as history. But then one day a good friend of mine, Luis Cardena Costa, came along and told me a story about his mother, Nina, and her lover, Beijing, and this Ponce Massacre, which gave it a human face, and I guess that's what the marchers gathered. Nationalists massed beneath the delicate white balconies of Marina Street, and the colonial governor pronounced the order with patrician calm. 50 years of family history says it was Beijing who dipped a finger into the bloody soup of his own body and scratched defiance in jagged, wet letters on the sidewalk. Around him stormed the frenzied, clattering drumbeat of machine guns, the stampede of terrified limbs, and the panicked wail that rushed babbling past his dim senses. Palm Sunday, 1937. The news halted the circular motion of his lover's hands as she embroidered the wedding dress. She nodded, knew before she was told. Years later, with another family in a country of freezing spring rain called Nueva York, Nina is quietly nervous when her son speaks of rifles and a bullhorn shout, when coffins are again bobbing on the furious swell of hands and shoulders, and the whip of nightsticks brings fresh blood stinging from the scalp. But rebellion is the circle of a lover's hands that must keep moving, always weaving.